Good morning, and welcome to our service this morning. Welcome to those who are listening to the recorded service online, and an especial welcome to members of our partner church, Highworth URC, who are joining us today. It's lovely to see you here. Tea and coffee will be served in the hall after the service, and it would be good to see as many people as possible staying to enjoy a time of fellowship. Notices are as in weekly news. However, just a small plug for the pantomime tickets, which will hopefully be on sale after the service, and the panto is from the 15th to the 20th. And for next week's service, which is a service of readings and music for the new year. It would be lovely to see as many of you as possible there. I will now light the Christ candle.
Good morning and welcome to our service this morning. It's good to see you, and I promised I would not make them stand, but Highworth is with us this morning, and it's good to see you, and it is a joy that our service today will bring us closer together, and thank you for joining us here today. 7th of January. The first service of the new year. Remember that this year has an extra day to it, so there's more to enjoy or more to hope for, not necessarily more to fear, but God's gift of love walking with us. The service today is centered on journeying and our journey of life. From the letter to the Ephesians, where we read, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. This isn't because Highworth is with us this morning. This is because the arrival of the Magi opens our faith and God's plan to the wider world beyond any possible human expectation, to those that we are connected to, because we breathe the same air, because we are warmed by the same sun, and sometimes feel the cold of the same winter. We gather for worship, to sing, to listen, to reflect. And let us sing. We'll be using our two hymn books today, Rejoice and Sing, the one everybody knows, and it's hymn 184, As with Gladness, Men of Old, we will omit verse 5, the last verse.
Thank you.
We've just sung that we may bring all our gifts. So I thought this was a good time to include the offering here this morning. We share what we can and what we have set apart from all that we have received from the love of God. You can keep it. Dear God, we present the offering, what is in the plate and what we give in different ways. Use our time, our talents, and our possessions so that the light may shine in this world, break the darkness, and bring hope. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us turn to God with prayer, and we'll end the prayer with the words of the Lord's Prayer all together. The journey of life, those that have come before us, those who walk this journey with us, those we meet on the way, those that will come after us. As every journey, it includes hope, sometimes apprehension. There are moments of doubt. But in the journey of life, you walk with us. We are not alone. We live in God's world. So we thank you, dear God, for all that we have received from those that came before us, from the stories of their journey, stories that inspire us and challenge us, for what we learn listening to others as they walk with us, for the joy of new encounters, for new ways that are found, for the hope of travelling in the right direction, for believing that you are the one that leads. We thank you for all that has made our lives better lives, for those that are the ones that shine light in our darkness, for those that bring hope to our despair. We thank you for all those who give of their time and their talents in the teaching world, in the medical world, in service. Those that are there, even when we don't see them. We thank you for those we love and who love us. Not because we are perfect, but because we are who we are. Family and friends, nearby and far. Those we see often and those we see every so often. And when the streets filled this week with children going back to school, parents picking them up or dropping them off, teachers returning, dear God, that fills us with hope. It's true, there are many things that need to be improved, many things that need to be done. But give us the serenity to look forward to being part of the change that you have called us to be. Forgive us if the ways that feel more comfortable to us are not necessarily the ways for today. Forgive us when we forget that it is you that has called us, that you know us by name, and that you love us deeply. Forgive us for all the things that we should have done and haven't, and for those things that we did do, and it would have probably been much better if we hadn't. Lord, you don't mind us feeling tired on the journey. You give us times to rest. But you also extend your hand to lift us up when you know that we can continue. So we come to you with the load of all that is difficult, with the expectations of all that is to come. We are your children. And we call you Father. So lead us. Love us deeply. that we may learn to love. Forgive us that we may learn to forgive. Remind us so that we may not forget. And as your children, we can say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The choir will now lead us in the anthem, Still, Still, Still.
The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 60, beginning at verse 1, and it can be found on page 700 of the Pew Bible. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For the darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you. And his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you, A multitude of camels shall cover you, and young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall be acceptable on my altar, and I will glorify my glorious house. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, starting at verse 1 of chapter 2, and you will find it on page 1. In the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you've found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Mike, for leading us in these two readings today. And we now respond to the readings singing hymn 520 from Rejoice and Sing, "For ourselves no longer living, let us live for Christ alone."
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As I said, today I want to refer to a journey, or the journey. Both Bible readings this morning talk about a journey. Isaiah talks about the light that shines and how nations will come to the light. And it says that sons and daughters will come from far away. And here is the mention of the camels that we usually identify with the journey of the Magi. Though Matthew doesn't say a word about the camels, but that's okay. He probably presumes that we guess that the camels will be there. The Magi have seen a star and are traveling from afar and come to pay homage. And the word that frightens Herod is, "Where is the king? There is no room for two kings." And Herod knows, believes, trusts that he is the king. They come with gold and frankincense, says Isaiah, and Matthew adds with myrrh. And these readings are not a coincidence today. Clearly, Isaiah inspired Matthew, and both Isaiah and Matthew inspire us and speak to us and challenge us. We too are part of a journey, one that began long before us and will hopefully continue long after us. So I went back to certain roots. And when you go to the roots in this modern world in which we live, I mean, I went onto the internet. Apologies to the two historians that are among us this morning. Well, you often have to go to the internet as well when you do your research. If you go to Emmanuel's webpage, and right under the name you will read, "Sharing the love of Jesus, serving the community." And that takes us back to the essence of our faith, to the journey. If we aren't capable of sharing the love of Jesus and serving the community, we will have to ask ourselves, what are we? Who are we? And this is an ever-renewing commitment. Because if we share love, we have to share love as it is needed at a particular time with particular people we encounter. And our community is an ever-evolving community with different needs and different forms. And I go back to Highworth's webpage. And I must admit I was filled with good memories, because there's a story in the Highworth webpage of quite a few years ago. We spent a day reflecting, praying, and coming together to consider the way ahead. And that's one of the last times I think we shared fish and chips. That's part of the memories of a community that comes together. And it resulted in a short statement of intention. Most appropriately, it seems written for today, though we weren't thinking of today when we dedicated that Saturday to deal with it. Though it has been leading the church for quite some time, and because of what we are celebrating today, the amalgamation, hopefully we'll continue to do this for quite a number of years ahead. And let me share a few of those concepts. Highworth begins with the words, "We are on a journey, sharing a vision of God's kingdom, a world as God meant it to be, a world of justice and peace in which all creation is in perfect harmony." Go back to the words of the hymn we just sung. That's why I chose it to be where it was. It says, "The future is hidden and the way ahead often confusing, but we travel in faith, looking to the Holy Spirit for guidance and strength." There's more to that statement. reflecting on what our two churches have said about their identity, I realize how important that has been to be able to reach this particular day in the light of the journey of the Magi and the challenge sent out by the prophet. I feel those thoughts we have just expressed, the readings we have heard, resonate with the feelings of the Magi as they travel. They come from afar. How long has that journey taken? Well, Herod, in his fear, will give the order to exterminate every child 2 years and younger. So could it be a 2-year journey following a star? A journey that has begun and a journey that will continue. That's why I dedicated a bit of space in Weekly News today to give us a little bit of the story of both Highworth and Emmanuel as churches, so that you can read there and reflect of where we are today is part of a longer history. And none of us today are where we started. We've evolved, we've developed, we've changed buildings once or twice. We faced the uncertainty of what those changes meant. And at this time, we began to think of what the future could be. And suddenly, this word that we don't often use, amalgamation, entered into the story. Wow, the documents that have been written, the struggle of trying to understand the legal terminology, the clarity that we got from the people that know it, saying, panic not. These are the words that have to be written, but what they mean is this and that. Wow, at least we don't have to try and understand every word and why there's a semicolon and not a comma and things like that, because you do know that in legal documents, the difference between a comma and a full stop can be fatal. And it got to a point where we all felt quite happy. Are we able to pat ourselves on the back? Well, yes, but I think the legal department of the synod has also to receive a pat on its back as well. They made things easier for us. And then the elders presented it to the congregation, to those who were members, because this was important. But also, we took the decision of those who weren't members. Let us know what you feel about it. And if you remember, both in Emmanuel, those who were here at Emmanuel, and those of us who were at Highworth, everybody raised their hand. They wanted this to happen. We've been on quite a journey. And we continue that journey in the same spirit and guided by the same Holy Spirit. But we don't know what's going to happen. Clearly, our today and our tomorrow are new, different from our yesterday. And the journey will be a time to consider what we can do and how it can be done. When the Magi left Herod and sought the baby, they found the baby. And there was joy and happiness. But then they had a dream. How many dreams have been in this story so far? And it's only chapter 2 of Matthew. Go back a different way. And did that bother Herod? Of course it did. But the Magi didn't know the journey they were going to take and how they were going to get back, but they went another way and they shared the story. What we think may be the way and what is actually the way, we don't know, and I can't set it out. But I know there is a way ahead. I firmly believe that this is happening today because God has a plan for our churches. Because we still are two churches. We still have a mission in the community in which we've been planted, there are still things we have to do and say. We will still have to share our tears with those who are crying, but also laugh with those who are laughing. I never know if he's agreeing with me or disagreeing with me, but still. My prayer is that the creativity of the Spirit will inspire us to be bold and courageous and hopeful, to keep our faith and our serving alive. We need new people. We need younger people. We need people who feel encouraged and want to be part of the way ahead. This has to become not only our prayer, but also our intention. I affirmed at the beginning of the service, we aren't alone. We live in God's world, and God walks with us. When I came to Emmanuel and Highworth, now closer to 14 years ago, than 13, it was a great adventure. And if I weren't in a church, I would say it was a wild bet, but church don't favor betting. So it was a wild adventure of faith on all our sides. But there is a reason. And at this service of amalgamation, I want to say that Highworth and Emmanuel reminded me that it could be joyful to be minister of a church where I was leaving Argentina with a heavy heart, because there were probably more reasons to give up being a minister than to continue. But God has a weird sense of humor for both you and for me, and here I am. We have a past which is important, and we have a future that is still important. And I have learned, and I believe firmly, that we are a church, the United Reformed Church is a church that has so much to offer, where people are invited to think, to be critical, to love deeply, to see faith as an adventure, that there is still so much we can do. And I pray that this amalgamation will help us walk this road together, as it was in the past, and surely will be in our future, much as in our present. There will be difficulties, uncertainties, and even danger. Ask the Magi. Ask Joseph and Mary and the baby. Things didn't work out as smoothly as they all thought they might work out, but they knew that they weren't alone. And they took detours. I mean, one of them wasn't to Egypt for quite a long time. Nobody had planned that. But it watered the seeds that were planted to become a strong plant. And as we found the way led both our churches to this moment in time to celebrate this amalgamation, may we be able to find similarities with the shepherds who went to see what had happened and then had to go back to the sheep, who, having seen, returned to share, to the Magi, who, having celebrated the birth of a child, were warned to go back on a different route. Herod, who lived the frustration of not being able to be what he wanted to be, and sadly has gone down in history as a genocide murderer. I pray, and I am sure that it is your prayer as well, that the love of God continue to guide us on the journey of faith, hope, and love, which we believe lies ahead, and that coming together has opened a new door. Or, if necessary, a window. If it's a door, it'll be easier to get through. If it's a window, we're going to need help. Somebody's got to get up there before somebody else and help pull up and lay down on the other side. But it can be done. We don't have all the answers, but in our questions, we address them to God. Amen. Hymn 171, this time from Sing Praise. John Bell and Graham Moll hymn, which I also chose for this moment. 171, will you come and follow me if I but call your name?
You know the phrase, the night is but young? Well, today, the year is but young. What is ahead of us? This time last year, we had little idea about the joys and disappointments that filled 2023. But now we know, good or bad, we know the history of the year. So we pray in hope for this young, new year. It is indeed a new year with a fresh start for the history of Emmanuel with Highworth. A lot of the work has been done to unite us as one church in two locations, but we all know that there will be more to do as the year progresses. We ask that we might journey onwards and open with open minds to see opportunities that lie ahead. We rejoice in what has passed and what is to come. Give us the strength and will to move in new directions, possibly with new people and in new places. We pray for the seeds of ideas that might direct us towards a more sustainable future. We pray for all nations to take positive and active roles in the way we treat this earth. We pray for scientists, technologists and engineers all have a role in caring for our environment. help us to think further than the obvious, knowing that finding the real truth is rarely easy. We need to remember the young and their futures. Our actions affect their lives now more than ever. We watch for the small green shoots to emerge from the ground, for the tiny buds that dress the trees, signaling that the future will burst forth. Nothing can hold it back. We rejoice in the cycles of life, watching the world's clock turn day after day, giving us hope for a brighter future when nights are shorter and days stretch out further. We thank you for the hope this brings to so many who find winter a difficult time. We pray for people who find it difficult to leave their homes during the dark months. We pray for those who are lonely, for the sick, and for those on the fringes of our society. We pray for creativity in dealing with new and old problems, for those who are involved in wars and conflicts, wars that are often, to quote, started by angry old men but are fought by young men who die for reasons that are beyond them. Lord, we pray for the young men and women of the world who are engaged in warfare, who are trying to protect their homes or pressured into fighting in ignorance of truth. We pray for the aggressors and the oppressed. They are all your children. We think of the young people of Swindon. We pray for the success of this year's Old Town Partnership Project as we set out to raise money to support not only Swindon Youth for Christ, but also the local street pastors. Both aim to help and guide our young people. Help us to work together as a true partnership, celebrating our commonality and differences in active and positive ways. Again, Lord, we are all one family. We remember our children as they return to school, the teachers, the admin staff, the support assistants, and the maintenance team. Every one of them plays a role in caring and educating our children. We pray for wisdom, understanding, patience, joy, and learning to permeate the fabric of the school buildings and that they may be happy, caring, and progressive places. Thank you for new beginnings. We ask for strength and courage to face tomorrow. May our faith and hope in you grow like the trees around us, strong, mighty, and firmly rooted in your being. May we become wiser as the year ages. Help us to learn from mistakes we have made and to move forward with open minds. Be with us as we grow from young to old. Help us to put out a hand to those following behind and to step carefully in the footprints of those ahead, thoughtful of who we are and mindful of the impact we make. Walk beside us, O Holy One, as we question and welcome, as we challenge and invite, as we discover and understand. Help us to welcome the new and the young. Help us to see the potential of this world and its people. Amen.
Thank you, Liz, so much for those prayers. In a few moments, the elements will be uncovered. And we will be sharing communion. It's the first Sunday of the year. And it's also the day where our worship includes the amalgamation. So we thought that taking the bread together and the cup together was a good way of affirming what God wants from us and for us. The table of bread and wine is now made ready. So come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like to have more. You who have been here often, and you who have not been here for a while. You who have tried to follow Jesus, and you who have failed. Come, it is Christ who invites us to meet him in this place. Loving God, through your goodness we have this bread and wine to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing of this bread, so that we may know your touch in all bread, all matter. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves, a single, holy, living sacrifice. Amen. And as we prepare to celebrate communion, our hymn is 218 from Sing Praise. Jesus calls us here to meet him, as through word and song and prayer, we affirm God's promised presence where his people live and care. This is the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. It belongs to no person and no church in particular. You are welcome. Welcome to take the bread and take the cup. Welcome to feel that you are part of the household of God. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread and having blessed it, he broke it. Dear God, this bread on the table is a reminder of the simple things of life that you transformed into symbols of something much greater. The bread that is broken reminds us of your self-giving. And as we are fed in eating from the bread, we are also nurtured. And you broke it. And you gave to your disciples, and you said, "This is my body given to you." In the same way, after this meal, he took the wine, and he gave thanks, and he poured it out. And he said to the disciples, "The cup of the new relationship with God, the new covenant sealed with my blood, take this and share it." We're invited to remember. To remember not only with our brains, but with our heart, with our soul. He whose table was open to all is now present in the bread. He whose word welcomed friend and stranger offers friendship through the cup. With people everywhere, we affirm God's goodness at the heart of humanity, planted more deeply than all that is wrong. The gifts of God to the people of God. Thanks be to God. Take and receive. Share. I'd invite you to hold the bread until we have all received, so that we can eat together.
Please be seated.
The bread we received reminds us of the communion with Jesus and with the world community. We've been asked to do this, remembering him. So let us now eat in that remembrance. And after the meal, they shared the cup. That was very organized of you. Thank you. Please be seated. God's covenant with his people, as old as we can remember, and yet renewed. Jesus said the cup was the new covenant. We drink in memory of him. Living God, in this sacrament we have received in your eternal kingdom. May we who taste this mystery forever serve you in faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We usually light the peace candle at the beginning of the service, but sometimes in the world in which we live, it seems that peace is forgotten. So today it's been lit just at the end of the service. Not forgotten, but a reminder that sometimes it seems forgotten. Let our prayers also be the prayers for peace, that it may never be forgotten. We close our service by singing Back to Rejoice and Sing, hymn 574, Go forth and tell, O Church of God, awake, God's saving news to all the nation take. words of St. Columba. Dear God, be a bright light flame before us. Be a guiding star above us. Be a smooth path below us. Be a kindly shepherd behind us. This day and forevermore. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be with you, with those you love, and with the people of God everywhere, now and always. Amen.